Hi, this is a dictation for Markelia Madox. Markilia. Last name is Madox Duru. Madox-Duru. The date of service is 9/9/2025. The patient reports chief complaints of pain in the right shoulder, back pain. The pain is worsened when she lifts her left arm. Neck pain on the left side, back pain. Pain in the right arm, right elbow. Associated with mild headaches with no symptoms of TBI, anxiety, depression, panic, sleep problem, difficulty walking, weakness. History of automobile accident. Patient report that all of the symptoms reported are associated are as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 9/8/2025 as follows. On 9/8/2025, Ms. Markelia Madox was traveling as a driver restrained on I-75 southbound near I-94 eastbound area in the Detroit, East Detroit. She was traveling in a Ford Explorer at 20 miles an hour. They report that she was rear-ended by a car traveling at 70 miles an hour. She was smooshed, S-M-O-C-H-E-D. Her car went first to the right side all the way, and then it went to the median where she hit the median. Something stopped her car, and she do not remember exactly how this accident transpired. But according to what her memory is, that she first went to the right and then to the left on the freeway. The seat broke and she couldn't stop her car as she couldn't reach the brakes at all. She was hit with a minivan at 70 miles an hour. She was not wearing a seatbelt according to her. She was not, the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and a patient was taken to the hospital, Beaumont Hospital, with the ambulance, where CT scan x-rays were done. She was there for more than 5 hours, and the x-ray of the shoulder, chest were found to be normal and was provided medication and discharge. She reports that the damage to the car is total, the frame is messed up, the driver's seat is completely broken. The driver door is broken, back door is not opening, trunk and bumper have a damage in the rear. Windshield, front and back are all cracked. However, the seat belt, steering wheel, dashboard are all okay. And back seat has been shifted. Regarding the injuries, patient report, there is a that she hit her right shoulder to the steering wheel. And both the legs are bruised due to the injury to the dashboard, hitting into the dashboard. However, there was no laceration, no fractures, no bleeding to any part of the body. History of presenting illness, special reports of headaches, 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are located on the back of the head mostly, 1 or 2 times per day. And they are off and on, moderate, sensitive to noise, no sensitivity to the light. There is a vomiting this morning. However, there is no associated nausea or any seizures, aura. She is not losing any consciousness. No symptoms of TBI are reported. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, vision problem, balance problem, memory problem, no issue with the orientation, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Patient reports of sleep disturbance, where she sleeps 3 to 4 hours only, and moderate anxiety, depression, and panic. She can walk up to 200 feet without pain. She can sit and stand for 10 to 12 minutes. Going upstairs is painful. She's a bartender by profession, and she has to stand all day, which she cannot do it right now. She reports of difficulty walking and weakness. No saddle anesthesia. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the area of neck, which is 8.5. Lower back pain is 8.5. Pain in the right shoulder is 10. Right elbow is 5. These are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, heavy, tender, fearful. Severity is 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking and driving, and improved with nothing. She reports of having X-rays and CT scan done at the hospital, Bowman Hospital. There is some muscle weakness is reported, especially on the right arm, but no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, no bladder, bowel incontinence. No treatment has been reported by the patient as of yet. Kindly review the records for system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal history. Kindly review the records for ADLs and also for diagnosis page. Physical examination. This is a 34-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good and no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Moderate anxiety is noticed but no lethargy. Good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient can walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. No limping or antalgic gait. The patient is 34-year-old, height is 5'6", weight 200. Blood pressure is 144 over 90, pulse is 56, respiratory rate is 18, pulse ox is 100, temperature 97.1. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological is normal from the template. Musculature examination is from the template. All normal. Tenderness. Tenderness is located to L5-S1, spine area, and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm only in the area of L1 to L5 bilaterally. No trigger points. Hypertonicity is 1+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is limited to 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. The Lermit test and Sperling signs are positive. Destruction test was negative. Sotoahal negative. Thoracic spine slump test and Bruce test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. CLR is positive. Babinski sign negative. Camp test negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. In the SI joint, bilateral Faber test positive, Gonsalan positive. However, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, destruction test is negative. extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the template. For the examination of right shoulder, the patient has pollen finding. On inspection and palpation, the shoulder appeared to be completely normal. No dislocation, fracture, or contusion are noticed. And the range of motion of the right shoulder is limited to 90 degrees maximum, after which she does have some pain in the rotator cuff region. Right elbow is slightly tender, with the olecranon process being tender and bilateral medial epicondyles. The special tests for rotator cuff were done and were found positive for Hawken Kennedy test on the right shoulder, positive empty beer can test, positive speed test, positive near test, NEER, positive anterior and posterior apprehension test. Motor power was 4/5. However, tinel sign, phalen sign are negative. Distally, no other deficit is noticed. No muscle atrophy or atrophy of thenar prominence. In the lower extremities, it was found to have some contusions, and they are small bruises that are healing up. On the left leg is 1 inch, and on the right leg 3 inches near the shin, below the knees, but no fractures are noticed. Patient was advised to take a picture of them. Please review the diagnosis page. The plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, low, and the lower back, shoulder, right shoulder. 3 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is ordered disability from work, housework, and replacement, and transportation. Medicines are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Allevel 50 mg PRN for GAD disorder and anxiety. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Lunesta 1 mg twice a day for sleep. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient is also ordered the following non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. MRI has not been ordered. The available MRI and imaging records and medical records have been ordered, released. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none for now. DMEs, patient is provided an tense unit from the office. A back brace and neck brace is ordered. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.